there.
Check that watch again.
Take two on this. How about we make it 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining me is our usual group of fast and furious friends. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli. And we're joined by Hilary Duff, who is an actress both on television and in the movies. You may also know her because of her philanthropic endeavors, heavily involved in Blessings in a Backpack, program designed to offer quality foods to children in our country who are in need. But did you know, Jennifer, that Hilary is an author? She has produced her first book, a work of fiction entitled Elixir, and Roberta was on the New York Times bestseller list.
Wow.
She now has a second book called Devoted, Another Journey into the World of Paranormal Life. When I asked Rich to describe you, Hilary, he said, clean cut, cute, and nice.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
Am I right, Hilary?
Oh, yes. Well, when the devil horns are being well disguised, yeah, you're right.
All right, so you are a musician as well. Is there anything that you can't do?
Yeah, what don't you do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm a terrible driver. Does that count? There's plenty I can't do. I'm not the best cook.
So you act, you sing, now you write books also. You help kids get school lunches. It seems all too perfect. It's got to be.
Well,
I mean, the bad driver part, okay. But what else? There's got to be some dirt in there somewhere, Hilary. Tell us.
Dirt, Hilary. Dirt on Duff.
Yeah.
Right. She admitted she can't drive and that she's not the best cook. I mean, that's pretty big.
Yeah, the cooking.
All right,
but she can go out to dinner.
What about men in your life?
The men in my life? Well, I'm married.
Okay, well, it's not. You can. Before you were married, you had men in your life, right?
No, she's
I
man.
Sure did. What do you want to know?
Now, how much supervision did you have as a youngster growing up? Because you were a star early on. So how much supervision did you have? How much interest was there on the part of your folks into who you hung around with?
Well, this was a big one for me. My parents were very, like, lenient with me. You know, they knew that I was a very focused, driven girl. I worked a lot, so I didn't have that much time to get in trouble. But, you know, they let me date. I had a really serious boyfriend from the time I was 16 to 18, and he was a lot older than me, so I'm sure they didn't really like that, but, you know, I had experienced a lot from an early age, so it was tough to try and date someone my own age.
Mm-hmm. And so fact that you were dating from your earlier years, somebody who was older, how did that work out? What do you advise people who may be either your peers when it comes to that sort of thing? Because you have to know you're a role model. You have to know that both people your age and parents are looking at.
I took my job very seriously as a role model. You know, you didn't see me stumbling out of bars and dancing on tables and getting up skirt shots, you know. I think I was very responsible, and it wasn't even something that I had to make a conscious effort to do. It was how I wanted to be perceived as you know, how I see my life going and what I want people to think of me. But, you know, with that whole boyfriend thing, you know, you can't help who you fall in love with. And I would say maybe it wasn't the best idea for a normal girl going to normal high school to date someone older than them. But, you know, for me, it was not.
You already had your career.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. And I worked like a full-time adult, you know. I wasn't doing what a lot of normal, you know, 16- and 17-year-olds
do. Do you feel like you missed anything in your teen years, or do you feel like the experience that you had it was so awesome that you don't, you know, go into a normal high school? Because you were homeschooled while you were acting, right?
Yeah, I was homeschooled since third grade. And it's tough to say, you know, because I don't really know anything different. But, of course, I feel like I missed certain things. Just independence, I guess, like privacy and independence.
Yeah.
And you know what sounds really stupid? The little things, like having a locker. at the time, those were like really big things, like never having braces or, you know, I guess normal kid things that go on when you're going to middle school and high school. But I had an amazing life, you know, and I had amazing opportunities and traveled the world multiple times and met great people. You know, I would never change it, but, you know, there's a give and take there.
Did you realize that at the time when you were 13 or 14? Did you realize what an amazing experience you were having?
Pretty quickly, I did, yeah. But you also feel deprived of things. You know, you feel very isolated, and that was a tough one to get over. But I guess I've always been very good at putting everything into perspective, you know, and talking to other people my age that hadn't been anywhere or, you know, done half of the things I had done, I guess, you know, I felt like a lucky person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a famous sister, though, too, which probably helped you a lot.
Yeah, we're best friends. You know, I think that I wouldn't be who I am today without her. You know, she's always been my number one supporter and vice versa, and, you know, there for me when things got tough, you know.
When has things... When has your life been tough, Hillary?
Oh, well, you know, like I was talking about the whole isolated thing before, you know, when you're famous and you're young...
Yeah.
You're young, you have so much protection around you, and, you know...
Handlers.
Handlers, yeah, that's a perfect word for it, which sounds really terrible, but that's kind of what it is, you know? And I guess she helped me feel normal and always included me when, you know, I feel like I had lost touch with friends or, you know, when you're on such a different playing field than people your age, it's tough.
You know,
you don't really have that much in common with them.
My daughter teaches at Campbell Hall, which is a school in Boston.
Oh, right by my house.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so you know, around the corner from where you are is a school that caters to children such as you. And,
Went there and Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, and my daughter had Dakota Fanning, and one of the things that she liked about her, and what I'm sensing listening to you, is they didn't let who they were or what they were doing get in the way of being sort of real, as difficult as it is to kind of do that. It doesn't, mm-hmm. You know, we think of often children of privilege as being different almost by definition. And in fact, that doesn't have to be, it isn't always going to be the case.
Well, you know what the big difference is, too? I know with Dakota, I don't know her that well, but I know a little bit about hers. And the same with me is I was never the breadwinner in my family. You know, we weren't living on what I was making. And, you know, my mom made it very clear to me that this can all go away really quickly, you know, and I didn't get to behave like some of the others where, you know, they were the ones that were supporting their family, so they had all the say. And, you know, my mom, I had to show up on time, and I didn't get to have an attitude, or my cell phone got taken away, or, you know, my privileges got taken away. You know, she was very... Yeah. I think I'm still scared of her, but but I appreciate that, you know.
Yeah. All right, tell us about the book Devoted.
Well, basically, it's from the series Elixir, which was my first novel, and it's a three-book series. So this one just kind of picks up where the second one left off. And it has a paranormal aspect to it. It kind of brings up the question about soulmates and past lives, and it's about a young girl trying to find herself who is an aspiring photojournalist and kind of stumbles onto her father's legacy, which is this obsession with these vials that supposedly had the elixir of life in them. And
so why Hillary Duff is interested in this sort of thing would be of, I'm sure, interest to the people listening to this. What do you feel or
my
sense?
My crazy, wacky story?
Well, no, I think that's too often the pat, that's the pat description, and I'm not sure you've hit someone who's a willing accomplice here, because I believe in much of this myself.
Doug is the crazy, wacky guy.
I'm
we all
the crazy,
look at you as so normal and nice and everything, but from him, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that? I don't understand.
That is more Doug's line. Doug goes to see his psychics all the time and everything, so we give him a lot of razzing.
I believe that there is much to paranormal activity, so I'm curious as to how you've come around to being interested, because you have to have some interest and knowledge, otherwise you wouldn't have written these books and have them credible.
Right. Well, I do. I love psychics and astrologers, and I totally believe in kind of like a more spiritual way. I actually did did this crazy thing called Human Design System, which was really cool, but it's kind of more based on science. And I'm just interested in that world, you know. I think that I had free time on my hands, and I like to be creative. And, you know, I don't know everything about writing a book. I hired a co-writer to help me kind of build confidence and walk me through, you know, what it takes to write a book. But I knew I had good ideas, and I knew I had something that I was fascinated and interested by. And, you know, I had time, and I just started writing. So that's kind of how it happened. And I think you write about what you're interested in. And
do you think any of it was automatic writing? You just sat there and stuff came out?
Yeah, that's how it started at first. You know, it was just building characters, and I like good, strong female heroines that, you know, are relatable to other girls. Yeah. And a lot of it just kind of came out easily. I mean, the story obviously changed throughout the writing process a few times, but I had a pretty clear direction of where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to writing, I mean, I'm used to reading scripts all the time, you know, so I think that kind of came easily.
So is that the idea to turn these into, do these get turned into movies and you become the star?
No, I don't think I'd be the star. The main character, she's 17, turning 18, and I'd rather not play that character. But,
anymore.
You know, I can't help but think in my head, you know, when I'm writing, I think of it in a movie format, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I got to tell you, I'm absolutely amazed sitting here. I'm looking at your credits. Actress, singer, songwriter, producer, fashion designer, spokesperson, author. You're 24. That's amazing.
And she's married.
And she's married.
At 24.
Yes.
And I have a baby on the way.
And a baby. Congratulations.
I know. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sweet. Yeah.
But I know you don't want to tell us exactly, but when are you due? How far along are you?
I'm about 4 months. I'm a little over four months.
Right, I'm probably the only person here who doesn't know who your husband is. Who's your husband?
Who doesn't?
I don't know who your husband is. Everybody else
doesn't know. Doesn't know sports.
Oh,
he's a sports free zone.
No. He's a
exactly.
Player, so.
I haven't heard yet what his name is.
His name's Mike Conry.
Mike Conry. Okay. All right, I just wanted to know. I don't, as Jennifer is happy to point out, know much about sports, pay much attention to it. And I don't much tend to spend time thinking about gossipy sorts of things. But I am impressed with
you.
And
what are you, the only man on earth that doesn't?
Yeah, I probably am the only man on earth that doesn't. Yep,
pretty much.
Yep. That's why it's a different zone, Hillary. And it's nice to have you here. Nice to have the opportunity to chat with you. You are refreshing. Best of luck to you with the baby and your husband. And this book is called Devoted. The World of Paranormal Thrillers is something that usually, again, associated with older folks. So you have broken the mold again. Congratulations to you. Nice to have you here. Yep. Take good care. It's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails...
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
I'm sort of engrossed in still thinking about Hillary Duff, actually. I think she's quite a special young woman.
Cool, isn't she?
Very cool. Daryl Hall's birthday is today. We do our birthdays for October 11th. Daryl Hall, like it or not, his birthday was this date 65 years ago. Paula Notes, She's Gone, Sarah Smile, Rich Girl, Kiss on My List was my favorite of theirs. Private Eyes, this song, You Make My Dreams, I Can't Go For That, Man Eater, just the list goes on and on. Happy birthday to him. Robert Gale, the co-founder of the International Bone Marrow Registry, born this date 1945. And Ron Liebman, the actor, Emmy Award-winning actor for Kaz. In 1978, Tony Award winner for Angels in America, very well known on Broadway, did a couple of television series. You'd know him if you saw him, for sure. Happy birthday now to Greg Douglas, guitarist with the Steve Miller Band, 65 as well today. Happy birthday to him. Andrew Woolfolk from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let's see, Reed Player, shining star, sing a song, Got to Get You Into My Life, Richie,
fun.
After the Love Is Gone.
Fun concert. Fun,
Let's
fun,
Groove,
fun.
Boogie, yeah. Wonderland. I always love that song.
Yep.
David Morris, the actor, another person that you would recognize. He was first Dr. Jack Morrison. They called him Boomer on St. Elsewhere. He's 58 today. Done a lot of good episodic television in The Getaway, The Brotherhood of the Rose. He's just a good, solid character actor. That's what we can say about him best. Let's see here. We got next Scott Johnson, guitarist with the Gin Blossoms. 49 today.
That hurts.
Yeah, that hurts. Oh, it hurts. Luke Perry, born this day 1965. Uh-oh. Beverly Hills 90210. What else
How
is
old?
Buffy? He was in Buffy, right?
Yeah, he was in Buffy.
But has he done anything really?
He directs now.
Oh, does he? Okay, that happens to a lot of guys. They get into it and they like directing better than acting, and they make a great career doing it. There's plenty of work to do. Joan Cusack, the sister of your favorite actor, started out on Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
In broadcast news, Married to the Mob. I liked her when she didn't look like she needed a meal. She's gotten awfully thin lately. Jane Krakowski, another television actress. Jenna on 30 Rock now, turns 43 today. Is she like that in person? Would be
a good question.
My question. Didn't we have her on once and she seemed pretty sane?
Yeah.
Yeah, she seemed
pretty sane.
But she's a character on that show. That show is so well done. My God, what a great show that is. Stephen Moyer, who's Bill on True Blood, is 42 today. Emily Deschantel, Emily Deschanel is Dr. Bones. She's Dr. Brennan on Bones. I think she's very captivating. There's something about her that does a great, you know, it's just, and you want to see the two of them kiss, right, Jennifer?
I do, all the time.
You want to see that relationship kind of move.
I need the romance. Mm-hmm.
Gabe Saporta with Cobra Starship. Haven't got a clue. I know he's 32 today, and that's going to have to hold him 28 after on Good Day.
Are your young children or grandkids facing forward in their car seats?
Children up to the age of 2 years old, they actually need a rear-facing car seat, and the age limit used to be 1 year old.
That's according to the American Academy of Pediatrics.
In many cases where you have an accident and the airbag deploys, the airbag can actually seriously injure the child. But if it's a rear-facing child seat, obviously it doesn't.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP Travel Ambassador Peter Greenberg.
In front-facing seats, the risk of a major injury is 5 times greater for small children than the seats that are rear-facing.
And they should be in the back seat.
And for kids aged 8 to 12, believe it or not, a booster seat is still 60% safer than a seat belt alone.
Here's what you need to know about lap belts.
Should fit over your kid's upper thighs. Should not go over the stomach.
To be sure you're doing everything right, there's a website you should look at called seatcheck.org. It has a list of safety tips, including how old a child should be before he or she is allowed to ride in the front seat. The answer is 13. Out-of-date and recalled child seats are also listed, and you can find out more about getting your restraint system checked out by a certified safety inspector. Take this seriously. 7 out of 10 kids aren't buckled up correctly. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Why don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Today is a good day, and it continues to be thus, as you will tell by listening to the conversation we have, this week's conversation with the Boomer Brides, Anne Marie and Janet, along with Jennifer and Roberta and Rich. In fact, it's Janet's birthday today, so do we all want to sing Happy Birthday to you?
Oh, no, we got to get that.
Oh, hey, hey, hey,
me, la, 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 la.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, do this do not ask the important
birthday.
Question.
How old are you? How old are you? You old timer, you're a boomer. Happy birthday, you old so and so.
Oh, thank you. That was very warm. Thank you.
Wow.
You old.
Are you crying a little bit?
It's from the bottom.
Moving. It came
from
moving.
The bottom of my seat, that whole thing. Just for you.
Yeah, when you're a boomer broad, you really can't say, hey, I'm 35. I mean, I think we all know.
Yeah,
I'm 51.
You know what? My philosophy is age is just a BS number. It is not any, I'm no different today than I was 20, 30, 40 years ago. So if you
good
want
attitude.
To,
good attitude.
Yeah, but I think it's true. I feel actually better today in most ways than I have for a long time and certainly can do everything that I could do 20, 30, 40 years ago. I loaded 230 bales on a hay wagon yesterday, and I'm here today to tell the story.
Yeah, so I can't drink. I can't drink like I did in my 20s. Thank heaven.
Well, thank God.
That's good news. and luckily, I can afford to hire people to lift bales of hay.
There you go. See, well, that's the life we have here on the farm. So, let's talk about some of the things that are affecting people that are your age, our age, any age. Netflix. Is there a company has screwed up
wow.
more than
oh,
these people
yeah,
have? You by the way, for those who don't know, Jan Marie.
Janet,
don't we like that?
Janet
like
and Anne Marie
are
partners in a PR company, and so their fingers are on the pulse. They're in touch with what people are thinking and saying about issues. And this thing, this Netflix thing, coincidental with your being here, I was reading through this morning how these people not only once but twice, maybe even three times, have made a mess. They bungled
yes, they
this
have.
Thing to
and
a fair
deal. They were a gold standard
right.
for a brand.
Yeah.
I mean, no one could touch Netflix.
Right. Well, they put Blockbuster out of business
yep.
pretty
That's
much, right?
Right?
Yeah. Yes. So now they let it go to their heads, and are they getting the message? What is
yes.
going on?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they got the message.
But they have no choice. You know, when your stock price falls by 33% and when you lose a million customers, you better get the message. Basically, what he's saying now, the CEO, is we're known for moving quickly and being nimble, but there's such a thing as moving too fast.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And boy, did they ever. When they broke that company up into streaming and DVDs and doubled the price. Because I don't know, is anybody there? And I am a Netflix subscriber.
You cancel our DVD
I am too.
Yeah,
yep, me too. And I canceled the DVD. You did too, Rich? Did
yep.
you,
kept the stream and canceled the DVD.
Me too.
Yeah, same thing.
Can I say something? It's about what I find. I'm not a Netflix user, so it's not so much relevant to me on that level. But what I'm fascinated by is the power of the people. The power of the consumer.
I'm more than fascinated about it. I'm happy.
One of my favorite sayings, not my own. This I ripped off from someone, but I like it so much. The power of the people is so much bigger than the people in power. This goes for government, goes for business, pretty much across the board. Here are these guys again, clueless to what the public thinks, and so arrogant.
Well,
how do people get this arrogant? Take a corn cob and stick it someplace to wake them up.
It's not so much, but they admit to their own arrogance and thinking that they knew what the people wanted, but what they thought was...
No, it wasn't what they wanted, Richie. It was what they would tolerate and put up with because they didn't think they had any competition. That's what they thought.
No, what they thought was, listen, the future is streaming. People don't want DVDs anymore. The people want to be able to just sit at their TV and order whatever movie. We don't want the DVD half of our business to saddle with expenses the streaming half of our business. We want to separate that out so that it can grow and blossom on its own. And so that's why they did it. Well, they totally misread it. Totally misread it. And in a blog on their site, the owner, the CEO, says, We punted on this one. We totally, totally misread
this. So, Janet and Anne-Marie, you're the PR people. What do you tell this guy?
Well, I tell him to do exactly what he's doing. He's just done it too late, as so many do. I mean, this is, you know, you remember
Toyota. So does the company survive?
I think the company will survive. There's just not enough competition out there for Netflix. I am shocked that a competitor has not wised up quickly enough to jump to the forefront.
All right, let me ask Richie, who's better at this than anybody else, or maybe you ladies are. I'm not. Does this become a business that Google could get into? I mean, they're
Google's
into
in it. They're already in it.
They're doing it now.
Sure.
And
iTunes,
Amazon.
Google.
Amazon is very big right now.
Amazon, all of the cable companies are in it.
So then why aren't
Time,
you said
Warner,
there's not enough
Cox.
Competition? Why
there's
not
enough the market share that Netflix does.
But we raised the Netflix scenario not because of Netflix and because it was fresh, and front page news all over the place today, but also because there have been a lot of sort of corporate stump Toyota.
Like a Bank of America, Toyota.
Bank of America. I mean, the day they announced it, I called Bank of America and I said, I'm taking my account out.
You know what? SunTrust did the same thing. I moved four bank accounts and two loans to a local credit union.
But can
now,
I
the good
you,
for
call,
you, and they will be injured. Bank of America will be injured because they do have competition.
They called me back and said, because you've been a client of ours for so long, we're going to waive all the fees for you.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't think of that.
Charge me, but I still may move because I'm repulsed.
You should move. You should move.
Right.
And I think the Bank of America will be hurt. Toyota was hurt. Now you look at an industry.
Has Toyota recovered? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yes.
Has Toyota recovered? And if they have recovered.
But it took them a while.
Well, but is it because of the advertising? Is it because the people do believe there is a quality product here?
It is because people forget.
Or people forget. Yeah.
People forget. Look at BP. Yeah. Did you think BP would ever survive the oil spill? Yeah. People forget.
I still drive by. I don't stop at this. I don't stop at Exxon. Pretty soon, I'm going to have to put water in my car.
Get an electric car. But it's true. I really think America has a very short memory, and the time to do it is what Richie did. When things happen, you change then and there.
Yeah.
But if you let it rest a little bit, a few months go by, and you forget the fact.
In the past 2 to 4 weeks, I've dropped my Netflix account for the DVDs, and I've changed my bank accounts because.
Good for you.
Well, you're an active consumer.
Tylenol did the same thing. Tylenol, remember, but was it their fault? It wasn't. Somebody put the stuff in the Tylenol.
But it tainted them. It tainted the brand.
Johnson & Johnson
handled it beautifully. They came right out where it said, we're pulling everything off the shelves and we're going to start fresh. And they saved themselves.
This week, The Good Wife, that's one of the issues. If you saw The Good Wife on Sunday night, one of my favorite television programs.
Mine too.
And one of the subplots was the cheese company that had listeriosis kind of taken out of the headlines and how they handled it or didn't handle it particularly well. I thought there was a lot of telling stuff there. But this sort of what the public doesn't know is the role that people like you, Janet and Anne-Marie, right, with your businesses play,
sure,
in shaping, molding, but getting people to think of an idea that they might not have thought of before you injected it into the conversation.
But honestly, well, yes, honestly, honestly, first of all, Janet and I are broadcast, are news people by trade.
Yeah, right.
So our instinct is tell the truth. Tell the truth, tell it quickly, tell it, you know.
I would say, ladies and gentlemen, I would tell you, they're former members of the news media. That's why they tell the truth, not present members of the news media.
That's true. All right, all right. But seriously, you know, tell it.
I'm serious.
And by the way, we have clients who don't listen to us.
All right, so your client is iParty. For those around the country who now sort of have gotten into Whitey Bulger a little bit, there's a controversy here. Is iParty just a Northeast outfit, or are they
national? iParty has a 50 stores in New England and Florida.
All right. So they're not, now.
But it has an online site as well, which is
okay,
national.
So yep, they're selling a Whitey Bulger costume,
yep,
for Halloween.
Yep.
Why did this turn people off?
Well, as you can imagine, and again, this is a good example of the news media. There's two ways to look at that story. One is to say, oh, it's Halloween, so it's 2 hours a year. Someone is going to wear the costume. Let's keep it light. It's just silly. There's always villains and bad guys in costumes in Halloween.
Yeah.
Let's look at it this way. Or you're today's news media and you see, hey, there's another side to this story, and we get that. Let's go find some of the families of the victims of Whitey Bulger's acts and see what they have to say about this costume.
Mm.
Now, I don't have to tell you that the families of the victims were very displeased to hear that what they considered to be the glorification of Whitey,
yeah,
was going on. So we had two sides of the coin. One half of the population says, oh, that's, let's keep it light. It's
right.
Halloween. Come
yeah
on. We, you know, there's villains and bad guys all the time.
Right.
And then the other half is, how could you do this
but
when
it's not,
he was
it's
a murderer?
It's not the other half of the population. It's one small percentage of the population who were affected by
and the news media, but the news media, Richie,
right,
spun it and
yep
spun it and spun it,
it
and
right
kept working it.
And it's
and
not
it
a glorification.
Awful.
If you've got a, I mean,
right,
I, 1 year I wore a Hillary Clinton mask for Halloween. And it was, you're having
yeah
fun. You're,
it's too bad she's not president
fun
right now.
Right. You're
mocking,
that one,
you know,
type
yeah
thing.
Yeah.
It's,
it's you're just having fun. Another that as we were saying to the
not
media and the people, we're not saying we're not glorifying Whitey. This is it's a costume. It's Halloween.
Right.
It's
who
all
is
about
this
just being silly and crazy and goofy for an hour.
All right. So here's the aside to this: Whitey Bulger, responsible for murdering himself at least 19 people, and probably involved, implicated, and connected to the murders of dozens of others as the Irish crime boss in Boston for 30 years. If you're familiar with the movie The Departed, pretty much his story. So here is this this guy who gets caught. He's living in Santa Monica, about 14 blocks from where my house is. He's been there for, what, 16 years. He and his girlfriend are there. And the lady that turns him in happens to be a former Miss Iceland who met the girlfriend when they were chasing a cat that was up a tree or something. And then the girlfriend introduced her to Bulger, and somehow or other this woman, who I said was Miss Ireland.
Iceland.
Did I say Iceland? She saw something either in the newspaper with a picture of Whitey Bulger and said, wait a minute, this guy's living next door to me. So call the FBI. She got the $2 million.
Yes, she did.
She got the $2 million
I'm sure
reward.
She used it
well
to move to a new unreported address.
How do you feel about the Boston? This is not the same subject, but how do you feel about the Boston Globe, you know, revealing her identity?
I think the Boston Globe has always been scum. I didn't like them when I was running WEEI in the 80s. I used to call the only
time when you answer the question.
The only the only thing I've ever agreed with Howie Carr about in my life probably.
He's the Herald.
Well, I know, but he always used to refer to them as the Glob, and
yeah,
I managed to pick
yeah
that up, and I think that was appropriate.
Yeah.
They're defending themselves today.
Yeah, it's
yeah, I don't think it was correct for that.
No.
There's no reason to
political
have exposed her.
They're saying her the woman's life is she's not in any danger.
Yeah, so that's
like,
a
really?
Say.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Seriously?
Yeah, right. All right. Good job. Lively conversation,
right, sure,
ladies.
Thanks.
Happy birthday,
me.
Janet. Take good care, no matter how old you are. They have a lot of interesting things to say, and that's what we're all about here. Conversation, Jennifer and Roberta and Richie, hopefully that's why you like listening to us, because we have interesting things to say about interesting things going on in the world, not the least of which is what's happening to your face, a new skincare treatment. This is something, that, there's a study of the effects of Fountain of Youth, 8-week study of this revolutionary skincare treatment. And real women participated in the study, and real women are using this, as are real men. You see me, I hold up the bottle, I open it up, I put it on my hands, I put it on my ghost face, just like that. You watching me, Richie? This is how you do it.
Yeah,
grease, nothing. Look at my face. My God, look at my figure. Two more legs, I look like Trigger. Anyway, that's the old story of foolishness. Whenever I'm now charged up and the program's over. What am I going to do?
Two more legs.
All right.
Like
the Fountain of Youth. 90% skin hydration gets rid of the wrinkles. If you're ready for a free bottle, free, Roberta, a free bottle of Fountain of Youth, go online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day. That's the number one anti-aging now serum, Fountain of Youth. Get a free bottle. Try it. You'll like it. Organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world, and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
51 minutes after the hour on your Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, region fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Another interesting day in the Big Apple and elsewhere across the country, too. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start in New York City. Busy place on Columbus Day with a big parade up Fifth Avenue yesterday. An estimated 35,000 people marched in that parade. About a million people came out to watch, including this happy spectator.
I'm Italian-American, and I'm very proud to be. Second generation, my parents came right from Italy.
Elsewhere in Manhattan, downtown, the Occupy Wall Street movement, which began 25 days ago, continues. Thousands of protesters voicing their displeasure with corporate greed and economic inequity. The demonstrators were joined by quite a few teachers and students yesterday, what with Columbus Day being an off day for schools. This effort has, as you well know, spread to cities across the country. Even Nobel Prize winners are voicing their opinion about all this. Princeton University professor Christopher Sims was named the co-winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics yesterday, and he says he supports the Occupy Wall Street movement.
These protests do reflect people's a legitimate irritation that policymakers don't seem to have been able to restart the economy, and many people are hurting.
Professor Sims added that protesters should think about doing more than just protesting.
It would be nice if they were more careful about formulating realistic policy objectives.
Oh, and one more note about Professor Christopher Sims. Earlier in the day yesterday, he talked about how he found out that he had won the Nobel Prize in Economics. It was a very early morning phone call from Oslo, Norway.
I was sleeping, and actually the first, we were called twice, and my wife couldn't find the talk button on the phone. So we went back to sleep.
They went back to sleep, which makes sense, because if you get a call in the middle of the night, either somebody died or it's a wrong number. Now, here's something else that will matter to you. On Wall Street, the stock market off to a very good start for the week. The Dow up 330 points yesterday, closing at 11,433. Solid gains for the S&P and NASDAQ as well. Oil price is up $2.43 a barrel, finishing at $85.41. A big Republican presidential debate to be held at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire tonight. The focus will be on the economy. Eight candidates, no podiums tonight. The format has them seated side by side at a round table facing moderator Charlie Rose. Bunch of sports notes. NBA Commissioner David Stern has canceled the first 2 weeks of the regular season due to the ongoing labor dispute. Let's end the suspense. Cancel the entire season already. Baseball playoff action. Cardinals beat up on the Brewers in Milwaukee 12-3 in Game 2 of the NLCS, which is now tied at a game apiece. Game 3 in St. Louis tomorrow night. In Texas, a game-ending grand slam in the bottom of the 11th. Rangers over the Tigers 7-3 to go 2-up in the ALCS. Game 3 in Detroit tonight. Speaking of Detroit, the first NFL Monday night game there in a long time, and the Lions go to 5-0 for the first time in 55 years with a 24-13 win over the Chicago Bears. Lions head coach Jim Schwartz had this to say.
Our hats are off to the fans here, to the city of Detroit. It was a great night for the city.
Dating back to last season, the Lions now have an NFL-best regular season winning streak of 9 games. Lions fans are beside themselves. And finally, we take you back to this past Sunday. One of the many participants in the Chicago Marathon, 27-year-old Amber Miller, very pregnant, about 39 weeks along. She had permission from her doctor to run in the marathon, but she had no intention of finishing.
I was kind of planning on running about half and then maybe skipping sand and walking across the finish line.
Well, that's not what happened. Amber started running and couldn't stop. She did the entire 26.2 miles crossing the finish line and then went into labor minutes later. 8 hours after that, she delivered a bouncing baby girl, June Audra. We're told mom, dad, baby all doing just fine, although years from now, June Audra might just show a passion for bouncing. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.